राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। सो आई एम प्रिविलेज्ड टू बी विद यू यंग स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी गुरुकुल। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता 13 चैप्टर। द चैप्टर्स नेम इज नेचर, एंजॉयर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस। नेचर प्रकृति, नेचर मीन्स प्रकृति। देर आर टू मीनिंग्स ऑफ नेचर। वन इज नेचर ऑफ ए पर्सन इज कॉल्ड स्वभाव एंड द अनदर मीनिंग ऑफ नेचर इज प्रकृति। सो दिस नेचर मीन्स प्रकृति। एंड एंजॉयर, एंजॉयर मीन्स पुरुष। एंजॉयर प्रकृति एंड पुरुष। एंजॉयर मीन्स पुरुष, पुरुष मीन्स enjoyer। And consciousness, consciousness means chetana। So this 13th chapter is started by a question by Arjuna. Is asking a question, he's asking three set six topics. First set is kshetra, kshetragya। क्षेत्र, क्षेत्रज्ञ। क्षेत्र मीन्स फील्ड, लाइक यू हैव लैंड इज कॉल्ड फील्ड। वेर व्हाट यू डू इन द फील्ड, यू सो सम सीड एंड सम क्रॉप विल कम, दैट्स कॉल्ड क्षेत्र। यू नो इट्स कॉल्ड क्षेत्र, खेत। क्षेत्रज्ञ वन हु नोज द लैंड, द फार्मर हु नोज how to sow, when to sow, what to sow. So kshetra, kshetragya. This is the first set of questions. Second set of question is purusha, prakriti. Purusha, enjoyer, prakriti, material nature. Third set of question is jnana, gyeya. What is knowledge and what is the object of knowledge? So, six topics, three set of questions, this was asked by Arjun. Okay? The first, kshetra. You understand word kshetra in Hindi, kshetra? Huh? All the fields? Okay? Now, in the fields, what they do? They sow some seed. And what comes?
Crop.
Who does this?
Farmer.
Okay. Now, who is the owner of the land? Farmer,
landlord.
Ultimately, government. Ultimately, government. Is right. Now, government needs here. They want to widen the road. They take anybody's property. They are doing it here, no? So, Krishna's answer is, this body is kshetra. This body is kshetra. And what is it we do in a kshetra? We sow the seed. So we sow the seed of karma in this body. And what we get the fruit. So this body is kshetra. Who knows the body? Soul. It's like farmer. But there is super soul, which is like government, which own all the lands. Is it easy now? I know my body, you know your body, but Krishna knows everybody's body, what is going on. So, khet is one, this body, but kshetraga are two. Kshetraga means knower of the body are two. The individual soul and super soul. Like farmer and government. Government has the record of all the lands. Farmer knows only his own land. So this is the first answer given by Krishna, kshetra, kshetraga. Who gives kshetra to us? Prakriti. From where we get kshetra? Prakriti. Prakriti, material nature, gives this body. And from where kshetragya comes? Purusha. From the Paramatma. Soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. So prakriti or the material nature is not conscious. Soul is conscious. So why Prabhupada put consciousness? Because usually in no Gita the word consciousness is used. It's called Purusha Prakriti Vibhaga Yoga. But why Prabhupada put consciousness here? Because farmer is conscious what he is sowing. Government is conscious what the people are using land for. So Purusha and Prakriti. Today the topic we are discussing is the third set, Jnana Gyeya. Jnana, why you are here in the school? Why you come here? To get knowledge. And knowledge means Jnana. So you are here to get knowledge, okay? And in these set of verses of 13th chapter, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, in five verses, there are 20 sadhans for acquiring knowledge. 20 sadhans. Sadhans means ways and means are the qualities of a person who is in knowledge, atwa who or he is aspiring to be knowledgeable. Okay? So 20 sadhans which are called knowledge. Anything which is against this is ignorance. That is not knowledge. In other words, you are here to have all these qualities during your student life. Then you are called a person who has acquired a knowledge. Who has acquired knowledge. So it is for you. Now each one, 20, how can you have all 20 at a time? So there is a one most important. If you practice that sadhana, all other will automatically manifest. This is the beauty of these verses of Bhagavad Gita. So you have Bhagavad Gita with you, we can read these verses. You all have? All may not have. Anyway. Amani Twam. Adam Bhitwam. Ahansa. Shantir. Arjavam. Acharya Upasanam. Saucham. Sthairam. Atma Vinigraha. This is the first verse which has almost 9 qualities. See, I think 9. Number Amanitvam is 1. Adambhitvam is 2. Ahansa 3. Shantir 4. Arjum 5. Acharya Upasanam 6. Socham 7. And 2 more. 9 qualities in first verse. Which of all these you think? What is first for knowledge? Amanitvam is first for knowledge. What needed, anybody who has a knowledge, what is the first quality you look for? Hare Krishna. The one person who is knowledgeable, what first quality you look for? Humility. Amanitvam. Like trees, you have seen trees? Those trees which have fruit, those trees with fruits, they are always bowed down. Yeah? Bowed down. So anybody who has good qualities, he is always humble. Amanitvam is a sadhan which was very much appreciated and advocated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are the follower of the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And which verse this word Amanitvam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Amani namana dena kirtanya sada. So this is most important first object for a person who is aspiring to have knowledge. Why should we have knowledge? to know the subject of knowledge. What is the object of knowledge? Gyayam. Gyan for gyayam. We want to know something, we want to acquire knowledge to get the goal, sadhan, to get the sadhya. Sadhan, to get sadhya. Practices to get the goal. What is the goal? Kirtanya Sadahari is goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kirtanya Sadahari is goal. So for that, what we should have? Amanitam. Amanina. Same thing. Exactly same thing. Amanina. If you have this one wonderful quality, to be very... What are the other two things? Humbler than blade of grass, tolerant, more tolerant than a tree, and never expecting any respect but give respect to all. As a qualified person to chant holy name always. So this Amanitvam is very much advocated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, what we expect from you, what the world expect from you, what your parents will expect from you, what the first important thing you will cultivate in your life during your student life is Amanitvam. How to become humble? How somebody can be humble? What is the way to be humble? Once a teacher, he had one line on the board, and then he told the student, you make this small without rubbing it. You understand? Yes, what you'll do? Draw one bigger, more line. Then the previous one will become automatically smaller. Okay? So how can you be humbler when you will have somebody bigger, somebody senior, and you work under him, then you will be humbler. Therefore, in Amanitvam, next thing is Acharya Upasana. If you have Acharya or Guru and you learn under him, then you will become humble only. So a student life is start with accepting a Guru or Acharya. And therefore a student is humble. Because he has somebody higher than him, therefore he is humble. In this world, only one way to become humble is to accept somebody as authority. If we follow authority, then we can be humble only. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Which day in the week you like the most? Because you don't want to accept authority. This is my analysis. All the students all over the world like Sunday because nobody is there to ask whether they have done their homework with nobody. Nobody wants authority in this world. That is a problem of this world. We all want to be free. We don't want to be controlled. And therefore, we like Sunday. This is disease of this material world. But for us devotees, Sunday is not a holiday. It is holy day. It is holy day for concentrating more on Krishna conscious activities. Holiday is holy day for Krishna conscious devotees. So use this Sunday away from academic, okay, but it's under the spiritual guidance of the Acharya, one who teaches you. Then you will have this quality of Amanitvam. Not as the whole world is only working in this world to get some degree, to get some post, to be recognized. And Krishna says, if you have any knowledge, then you will never like to be recognized by people. But who will recognize you? Krishna. If you like to be recognized by Krishna, then you should be so humble that no people of this world knows you, then Krishna will know you. If people of this world knows you, then Krishna will never know you. Very simple. whole worlds want to be known by other people. Therefore, they are not practicing Krishna consciousness. Six Goswamis, you know the six Goswamis' name?
Yes.
Sri Rupa Sanatana, Bhad Raghunath, Jiva Gopal. Almost all of them were great personalities. Some were minister, some were the son of rich person, some were the son of a great Brahman, Pujari of Sri Ranga temple. All these people, they lived under the trees here, not noticed by the worldly people. And they are recognized by Krishna, and we are studying their scriptures now. That Amanitvam has made them all over the world respectable by Krishna. They never wanted to be known. They never had their posters that they are giving some Bhagavad Katha. No Goswamis of Vrindavan have that type of publicity at all. That's what so humble they were. Prabhupada lived here. When you went to Prabhupada's house in Radha Damodar temple, you saw the cart Prabhupada was using, the simple cart, some fan, if the light comes it may move, otherwise no possibility. So simple, small room he lived, and he made the home for the whole world. He lived in a small 6x10 room, and he made the home for the whole world because he was Amanitvam, because he was humble. He accepted these Goswamis as his master. He accepted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as his eternal master. There is Amanitvam, that he accepted some authority and lived in a small room, and he made the whole world to live peacefully. He made a home for the whole world by living in this 5x10 room. Amanitvam. So this, it means what you should do. You should respect your teachers. Who you should respect? Again, learn from Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter. It is the austerity. You don't like, but you have to. Austerity means I don't like, but I have to do it. Like nobody of you wanted to come to this school, but you have to come. Every child wants to play, but he has to go to his school. Because he, going to a school means you have to go long way. Playing means you will never move from that place where you are playing. So what are these austerities which one should do? 17th chapter you look for.
Deva dveja guru pragya pujanam sochamarjavam brahmacharyam ansacha sariram tapuchyate.
Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord. Only you are fortunate, every day you are going to see the Supreme Lord, Krishna Balaram there, Radha Shyam Sundar. So, worshipping Supreme Lord, the Brahmans are those who teach you, spiritual master, Acharya, and the seniors like father and mother. And in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. Some of the things are again in this same knowledge. So you have Amanityam for you means you have to learn right now to respect your seniors, your teachers, your parents. Because no school is teaching this verse, therefore no student is respecting their teachers, their parents in the whole world. Is it right or wrong? Because nobody is reading Bhagavad Gita, therefore there is no respect left for any senior anymore. So what is expected from you in this Bhagavad Gita? You'll have to learn as an austerity to respect your seniors and your teachers. Then you will be humble. And if you will be humble, then you will get really knowledge. If you really come here to get knowledge, then first thing in the knowledge is humbleness. Second is adambhitvam. Adambhitvam. Dambh, what is called dambh, you know? One who is not, but he is showed to be. Dambh means like wearing saffron, saffron color, having tilak, all this, kanthi mala and many things, but not, life is not sadhu life. Trying to show as a devotee when he is not a devotee is a dambh. Like Ravan came to kidnap Sita in the form of dambh. He dressed as a sannyasi. That is called dambh. Dambh. You show what you are not is called dambh. So how it applies to you? How you practice this adambhitvam? Be straightforward and simple. If you don't know subject, you said, I don't know. Don't. He said, I can say, when somebody asks, I don't know. That's what usually students are. Hey, I know, sir. I cannot ask from all people at one time. So everybody said like this. This is dumb. To be straightforward, I don't know. When Dronacharya was teaching to the Pandava, he said something to Pandavas, don't get angry. And next day he asked, so you learned the lesson, don't be angry? Everybody said, yes. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no. Dronacharya said, how this simple lesson you cannot memorize? Next day, come with prepare. Next day again, you learn anger? No, sir. Then Dronacharya become angry. You can't learn this simple thing? And Yudhishthira Maharaj was calm. And then he asked, so now you learn? He said, yes. Now I learned that I should not be angry. So why you said I did not learn? He said, when somebody really want to make me angry and I don't become angry, then I learned the lesson. So you wanted to chastise me and I was not angry, so I learned the lesson now. So that is called adambhi. He's not dambhi. He was not saying I'm not angry, but as soon as you say something and he become angry. So adambhitvam means very straightforward and simple. If you don't know, say I don't know. How can you? You have 90 marks out of 100. How did you do, Prabhuji? You say straightforward, sir, I copied. Adambhitvam. So I asked from my friend, he told me I wrote it. I got the marks, but I don't know. If you are that straightforward, when a student was admitted in the Acharya's school and Acharya asked him, what is your father's name? He said, I don't know. I have to go and ask my mother. And he went, asked her mother, and she said, really speaking, I'm prostitute, really. So I know only you are conceived when so-and-so person came. He went and told to the Acharya that my mother said that she's prostitute, really. So she told me, so the Acharya said, you are Brahman. You stay in my class, I will teach you. Say, why? Because you are adambhitvam. You are very straightforward. You did not really pose something which you are not. So that's called very simplicity, to be very simple. Not trying to show something which you are not. Dambha. Dambha, what is the Prabhupada has written for dambha, word for dambha is pridelessness. Ahansa. What is the meaning of ahansa? Non-violence. And how Prabhupada has translated this word ahansa, you know? Not preaching is ahansa. If really you want to be non-violent, then preach Krishna consciousness. Ahansa means preaching Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, many souls, they are slaughtered by Maya. So it is ahansa. So you are here in a special school to be non-violent by preaching Krishna consciousness. Ahimsa means killing. Ahimsa means not killing. Generally speaking, ahimsa means not killing animal. This word most popularly used by Buddha. Ahimsa paro dharma. Buddha was the incarnation for ahimsa. No killing of animal for eating. But Prabhupada used this ahimsa in a very higher and subtle way. Preaching is ahimsa. Non-preaching means people are wasting their life. Their progress is checked in human life, so they must be ahimsa. So what is the next one? Shanti. What is shanti? Tolerance. Shantil. Kshati, you know, kshati, kshati, word is kshati. Kshati means some pain. Somebody hit you, that's called kshati panchana. Therefore, we have this chata, you know, chata, umbrella. Why we use umbrella? To protect us from kshati, from rain and from. Somebody went to purchase umbrella in Lohi Bazaar. He said, it's 100 rupees. Say, what is the guarantee? How much guarantee? He said, usually there is no guarantee. But if you protect from heat and water, it will last 5 years. Huh? What do you think? This type of guarantee? Then why should I buy umbrella? Hare Krishna. Kshati. So, Kshantim, Prabhupada translated, which means tolerance. Tolerance means always there are troubles in this life. But we have to learn to tolerate. Are you tolerating or not in this life? You are tolerating the burden of these clothes on your body. Is it right or not wrong? We came without cloth in this world, but we are tolerating all these cloth all the time. Huh? You are tolerating so many things in this life. Is right or wrong? We are tolerating mosquitoes biting and not sleeping, tolerating sometime hunger, thirst. So in this world we have to learn to tolerate. But most important thing to tolerate is, learn to tolerate is fellow beings. You are living in the Gurukul as roommates, you will have a roommate, he might be creating some trouble, but you should tolerate. That is most important for you, learn to tolerate. Learn to tolerate how to live together. Always the two persons means difference of opinion. Always. Two persons means different. Khopri, khopri, matanyari. Every head has a different configuration. There is always a difference. But with all these differences, still we live together, that is tolerance. That's what Prabhupada's one of the last teaching to his disciples. If you love me, cooperate by tolerating one another. If you really, that's what the whole purpose of tolerating means. We have to tolerate other devotees because we all have the same object to do devotional service. So we are different personalities. Somebody says, we have a difference, Prabhupada said, that's right. We are personal, we are not impersonal, we are not one, we are separate. So we must differ. But still we should tolerate. Oh, my partner is snoring at night. I'm not able to sleep. You tolerate, put some cotton in your ear and sleep peacefully. Don't make much noise yourself. But I think, this is type of, you have to learn to tolerate how to live in the in the Gurukul and hostel. Tolerate so many things you have to tolerate, is it? 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up, and you don't want to get up, you have to tolerate it. No? You feel sleepy, but somebody saying, no, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have to tolerate somebody is waking you up. You have to tolerate. All this your tolerance is for? Tolerance is one of the also, one of the object Mahaprabhu has advocated is more tolerant than tree. So what tree is tolerating? Rain, heat, cold. Anybody who cuts gives wood. There was a boy, there was a king, he was king of Punjab. He was sitting in his courtyard. There was a beautiful mango tree. And from outside one boy, he threw a stone to the mango. Instead of mango, a stone hit on the head of the king. And the boy was caught, brought in front of the king. King said, so? And there was blood was coming from the wound of the king, and boy was completely dry, trembling. He said, why did you throw a stone? He said, sorry. He said, why did you throw a stone? He said, to get mango. And then king said, tree by getting a hit of the stone gives fruit. I am king. If I am hit by a stone, I should give something better than tree. Otherwise, I am worse than this tree. So what did he do? He educated that child and he made him his minister afterwards. He gave a bigger fruit. He learned from the tree that even by stoning, tree gives fruit. So why should I be less than tree? And Sri Krishna and Bhagavatam is telling to his boyfriends, see these trees, they are giving shade to us in summer. They are giving fruit to us in seasons. If you cut, they give wood to us. They give grass, something to eat for our animals. They are better than the Brahmins of the Mathura. They are not giving food to us. Just before these Brahmins, Krishna talked about the tree's greatness. Before they went to get begging from the Brahmins. So trees are better than these Brahmins. This Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, it's like that. So that was Ranjit Singh, huh? Maharaj Ranjit Singh of Punjab. He awarded higher thing to the boy who stoned the mango. So this is what tolerance, that king has a tolerance. But the wound will go tomorrow, but this thing we are remembering because he tolerated it. So it's a higher thing, but what you have to tolerate is, you have to tolerate your classmates. Always there are differences, but you tolerate it. Why you tolerate it? Remember, after 10 years, you will hardly meet your fellow student in 10 years. After 10 years, in next 10 years, hardly few students meet one another. You understand this simple thing? So this time which you are passing, Krishna was telling to Sudhama, we lived together in the school, I remember that time. In 6-7 verses, they were talking only their school days. The days which you are having in this school, they are the glorious days of your life. They are golden days of your life among your friends. That will be for your whole life a good fuel to live a peaceful life in the future. It's nicely said. This Buddha outside, they are selling Buddha. What do you call it? Buddha. Huh? Corn? Well, one poet is saying this Karn is crying that we were together thousands small Karns in one Buddha. But when we are ripened, somebody has separated us and put in different bags some grain of one maize is gone, say, this corn is gone in Bombay, other is gone in Delhi, they never meet again. When they're ripe, they never meet again. You know this? Huh? The grain which we are getting, the wheat, which was together and once, one, what is it called? Sangha. They were together, therefore it is called Sangha. So this is, this life, if you travel it now, in future you will relish it when after 10 years. How many students do you, were in fifth class with this student, how many you met after that? Rarely, hardly after 10 years, sometime we come across. So it means this, if we really have good association now, it is a lifelong good memory for us. So to learn to tolerate the difficulties in this material world, the most difficulties are from our own friends, from our own relatives. Most problems are coming not from outsiders, from our own people, our own students. We have to tolerate it. Tolerate it, tolerate it. And then the next word is arjvam, simplicity. Simplicity means have simple life, means be very simple in your dressing and everything, not much complicated. Why people get late? Because they are dressing. They dress themselves and they become late. People are not coming in time. Why? I was combing my hair, putting things. Oh, shave head, no problem. Very simple. Otherwise, at least a couple minutes you have to put either this way and this way. Now people have many ways here, ways here. They make a lot of maps on the head. Simple, to be simple means simple. Very simple. How can you be simple, really? How can you be simple? Hare Krishna. By 10:30, when class over, you will be simple. It's going to be simple because 10:30. Now, so we have only discussed today, here you are to acquire knowledge, and for knowledge you have to learn humility or humbleness, and for that you have to accept authority. This is the most important lesson for today. And second most important lesson is, you must learn to tolerate your classmate, your fellow being, your roommate. Even if you have differences, still you learn to love him, because he is also here for the same purpose, to learn Krishna consciousness and knowledge. But I told you one thing which I will complete in 1 minute. Out of 20 items for knowledge, the one is principle, and if you acquire that, all will automatically come. And that is in the verse, and that is in the verse 8, 9, 10, 11. Huh? 8, 9, 10, 12. Verse 12, and the word is mai cha ananya yogena bhaktir avibhicharini. This is the one word in two lines. Only Krishna is saying, if you have unalloyed devotional service to me, Krishna, then all other things will automatically come. All other qualities will automatically come if you practice devotional service. One pointed, avibhicharena, ananya. Hare Krishna. What is the meaning of ananya? Na anya, not anybody else. Only Krishna. Avibhichar, he means not checked by anything. Only Krishna. Only by doing devotional service to Krishna, all other good qualities will come. So most important is to chant Hare Krishna in association of devotees. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any student like anything is, we have 39 minute class. Less 1 minute, less than 15 minutes, okay? Anybody like anything? Those who have a next class, please go quickly.
Sir, thank you very much.